Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives. Now, here's your hosts, Stace Cargi and Lindy Turner.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Pal. I'm Stace Cargi. Lindy Turner is out this week. She is on vacation. So we have someone that is very special, very dear to me, because I get to yell at him on a daily basis and tell him exactly what to do because, well, he's my husband. So please welcome construction guru Gary Cargi.
Hi, how's everybody doing today? I hope everybody's out there having a good time and just trying to stay out of that water. There's been a lot of it around lately.
Yeah. We've been talking about last weekend. We were talking about the flooding that happened in eastern Tennessee and just being mindful of some of the scams that occur, you know, after a tragedy with people. You know, everybody wants to help out, right? I mean, we want to donate. We want to do what we can to help our friends and neighbors. But you got to be so careful because a lot of those sites that are being passed around on Facebook and some of the information isn't correct or isn't vetted or is just flat out scams.
Or they're just looking for money up front for something that you really don't need to have done. Make sure you check with your own insurance companies to make sure that that stuff is all legitimate.
Right. And if you get a phone call soliciting you for donations, I'm not a big fan of that, just because those typically tend to be scams as well. So just be mindful. So, but this is a good reason to have you in here, Gary, because of course we know Clinch Pal. We do a lot of home repairs. We have several home repair grants and loans and low income programs available to help folks that need urgent home repairs. And as we're looking at what's happening in eastern Tennessee, would I be remiss to say that the rebuild effort is going to cause some supply chain issues?
Yes, it's going to end up raising the cost of materials for certain things that are going to be done. A lot of the damages that we're seeing are all outside. There is a lot of water remediation, and those companies are going crazy trying to catch up with it. And I think it's going to be a little while before they get there. But that's also going to cause some cost to go up because they're going to be using chemicals to clean and make things better in your home. You know, they're going to have to do some repairs outside, you know, that's going to raise the price of those materials.
Yeah. I mean, and we were talking about the impacts, even, you know, things that you don't see necessarily with the inside of the house, but a lot of folks out in Appalachia, which was hit, have wells.
Correct. And there are a lot of residents that are without water right now. And I know they have stations set up for collecting water to get to those places. Some of those places are very remote and are have to do airdrops in for supplies and anything else that they need in those areas.
So it's just, the whole thing is just absolutely devastating. Absolutely devastating. And when you're talking about insurance, I know you brought that up a minute ago to make sure that it's legitimate. Insurance may not always cover because this is a, they were saying not even a 500-year flood. This was a 5,000-year flood.
Right.
You know, and not all lenders require flood insurance, first of all, which is a totally different animal. And then second of all, people can't afford it.
And it's very rare that you'll see a tropical storm or a hurricane come up in that area where it went to up there towards Asheville, North Carolina. I had an opportunity the last couple of days to travel out toward Lebanon, toward Nashville, and saw lots of trees down, roads washed out, lots of just rubbish in the road and things like that. So people are going to have to be careful even when they're traveling around. I mean, it's all over the whole state, it seems like.
And that's an important piece, too, because just because you're not in that affected area does not mean that you did not necessarily get some damage. Aslan and I were talking last week about how we had some water coming in our home.
Yes. Yeah, that was because some of the gutters got clogged up, and it was because of such a drought that we had. A lot of leaves fell early, and didn't realize that those leaves were up in a valley up on the roof, and we had water coming into our garage.
And this is something that you talk a lot about, basic maintenance. So this might be a really good time to just kind of touch on it, because I know you kept saying to me, we need to get our son over here to get up and clean out these gutters, because you are our understanding of your own limitations and don't think that being on a ladder on a roof is a good plan for you at this stage.
Not at this stage, especially if you have to carry a leaf blower up there to the roof. There's companies out there and people out there that are legitimate and will come out and clean off your roof and your gutters. And I've even seen some of the soft wash pressure washers, like Silk Sanitation, for example. They're one of the companies to get up there and clean it off.
And they do a great job, too.
Yes.
But like us, you know, we are the cobbler's shoes, and we tend to, I know when you're working on your projects, it's everybody else, and then our home kind of became the last one to get done, and next thing we know, we've got water coming down our garage.
Right, and I have to correct myself. It wasn't Silk Sanitation. It's Silk Pressure Washing that does that.
That's correct. Okay. I'm sure they appreciated that
yeah.
shout-out. But, you know, it is important to make sure that you are focused on your home and doing the maintenance things that need to be done, even when we get busy, even when we get distracted. I mean, maybe just make yourself an appointment with your house.
Correct. And it's not just the gutters and everything. I mean, there's things you have to look for, those trees that have some dead branches or, you know, things like that, because that can cause damage when they come down. Get those things taken care of before it causes the damage.
So as we're transitioning from this very wet beginning of fall into, you know, we're getting into mid-October now, and then, you know, Thanksgiving right around the corner, what are the home maintenance things that we should be focused on right now?
Right now is mostly exterior stuff. Make sure, you know, leaves and gutters are cleaned in, you know, make sure the leaves are away from the house. Make sure you have your heat and air system ready to fire up. I mean, now would be a time to check to see if your heat will come on, because we've got some cold weather coming up here in the next week or so, you know, where it's going to be in the 40s at night. So the first time you fire up some of that heat, you're going to smell that dust burning off, you know, in your heating and air systems.
So should we be changing out our filters before we do that?
That would be a good thing to do, is either check it or change it. Always write a date on it so you know when you got it put in there. You know, because it should be, for the wintertime, about every 60 days, I think, is what it's supposed to be for changing the filters out.
What about ducts? What about the heating and air ducts?
There are lots of heating and air companies that will come out and check your system. Some of them actually have a maintenance program where it takes care of your heating and air system for the whole year. Most those charges are very minimal, and it's worth having somebody do that for you.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yes.
Okay, so we got our HVAC looked at. We're good there. What about things like windows?
Windows, you got to make sure that those seals are all good. If you have some old homes that need screens changed out into storm windows, I mean, those are some very old ones. But just check to make sure all your seals are ready to go. Doors, like around here, you're going to have settling, because wintertime, you know, you just have the, where your home settles from the cold weather to, you know, warm weather, you know, it changes some of the gaps in your doors and everything else. Make sure those seals are closing up.
All right. And we can do that just regular caulk, or is there a special strip? I mean, what am I using?
Just look for daylight around it, and, you know, just see if there's, you know, if you feel air coming in, blowing in through the window. You know, another thing that we have to check, probably a good thing right now, is smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors. Make sure they're all up to date. Ionization smoke detectors are probably some of the best ones to put
What's
up
that?
In your home.
I don't know what that is.
It doesn't just go by the smoke coming in. It goes by ionization. It's very small particles of smoke to get into the smoke detector to set it off. Those are the ones that really work very well.
You know, we had a situation actually back in May where our neighbor had a house fire.
Correct.
And it started off in the kitchen. She thought she had turned the grease off, and instead she turned it all the way up. And as a means to put the fire out, she...
She put a towel, dry towel over it. Worst thing to do. If you're ever going to do it, wet the towel, throw it over there first. One of the things I give to people that have had house fire, as being an EMS and a first responder at one time, you can buy fire blankets. They're in a little kit. It has two straps. You pull it out, you throw it over the fire, puts it out. They're better than a fire extinguisher for most kitchen fires.
Wow. I know we have one in our kitchen, so you made sure that we have one.
Yes. And we have several of them. I try to give them out to anybody that, you know, we talk to about fires in their homes and things like that. I know that the fire department would say that, too. That's probably one of the best things to do.
It's a great housewarming gift.
Yeah. They even have these big blankets that you can throw over the Tesla fires now where it'll put out the fire from those batteries.
Wow. Okay.
And the fire departments have some of those. But that doesn't have anything to do with housing. But those fire blankets for in your house are really, really good to have.
So you were talking about the doors, and you were talking about fixing them. So what am I fixing them with? I want to kind of circle back with it, because you say fixing, but what am I supposed to be looking for?
Well, you're probably going to have somebody come out and check them and make sure everything is good with the seals around the doors and things like that.
I mean, is this that weather stripping stuff that I see?
Just weather stripping.
Like online, and I can just, like, buy one of those little things?
Door sweeps.
Yeah.
I mean, that are underneath the door.
So anything like that would
work?
Yeah,
and a lot of homeowners can do that, but sometimes it's a challenge to do it if the door's already set in place. You know, sometimes you have to take the door off to put them in.
Wow. Okay. So what about folks that maybe have gas heat?
Gas heat, make sure somebody comes out and checks to make sure that manifold in the heat system isn't cracked. We had a situation like that when we owned a home over in Spring Hill, and we ended up having to change the whole system out because it was just not worth trying to fix.
Yeah. And it's scary. And then, you know, that brings you to fireplaces.
And fireplaces are the same thing. Make sure your chimney's cleaned. Have somebody professional come out and check it. Make sure it's good. There's several companies around that can, you know, check it out. And it's great if you have any kind of gas in your home, or if you're using kerosene lamps or anything that has an open flame, it is great to have a carbon monoxide detector in your home, because carbon monoxide will kill you if there's enough of it in the home.
And you don't even know, because it sneaks up on you, doesn't it?
Yes, it's odorless. It doesn't have any kind of color to it. It doesn't, you can't smell it.
Yeah, and that's scary, you know, when you're thinking about that this could be there. I know one of the things that people have said is that if you start having sudden, like, migraine headaches, and this is unusual for you, that it may be something to look at.
It will make you unusually sleepy, too. We had a situation with one of our daughters that had that happen, mm-hmm. where several of them passed out in a basement when they had a bad carbon monoxide leak. And luckily, somebody came down and got them all out of there.
Yeah, and literally the thing that she remembers is they were laughing. The parents heard all the kids laughing downstairs, and then all of a sudden it got quiet. And if you're a parent with teenagers, you know that usually when they get real quiet like that, something ain't right. And the dad went downstairs, and what our daughter had said was she remembered laughing and then waking up at the hospital. And that's scary.
Very scary.
And it was that there was something with the HVAC system, that there was like a leak somewhere.
And that's usually what I was talking about. There's what they call a manifold that's inside the heat system. It's just like a burner on your stove. It kind of controls where the flame goes, you know, and goes through little holes. Well, that thing's usually made out of cast iron. The cast iron over time wears out and it will crack. When it has those cracks, it doesn't completely burn the gas, and it gives off carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide goes into the air system, and it just blows that carbon monoxide right out into your home.
And you have no idea.
No, you don't see it. You don't hear it. You're not aware of it. That's why it's always good, you know, every year to have your system checked over. We just had ours done.
And the carbon monoxide detectors, make sure that those are good.
Yes.
And that you've got your batteries and you're all hooked up and ready to go. We're going to take a short break. This is Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell on WAEW.
If you've ever dreamed of owning a home but credit or income issues stood in the way, Clinch Powell can help. As a HUD-certified counseling agency, their staff of caring and compassionate counselors have the knowledge and skill to get you back on track. The best part, their services are free. Start today by calling Stace Cargi at 865-274-8598 or visit them online at clinchpowell.net. Clinch Powell is an equal housing opportunity. NMLS 2403630.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I'm Stace Cargi, today joined by Gary Cargi. He is one of our construction managers because Lindy Turner has the day off. She is on vacation, actually in Florida, where Hurricane Helene came up. And it missed where she was, but boy, howdy, did it make it to our state.
Yeah, we had a friend that actually visited down there right before the hurricane came, and she knew it was coming, but she didn't even think about it. She just went to go visit. But, there was a lot of stuff going on with the hurricane.
Now, I know you were also a first responder.
Yes.
So right now, everything is in, I imagine, that immediate need stage.
Yeah, it's a little bit of chaos. You know, they're trying to make sure that they have enough supplies to help those people out there that are, you know, still in need. Just simple bottles of water are one of those needs for a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be areas that will not have potable water for months. And then I also read that it's going to be deep into 2025 before I-40 from Tennessee to North Carolina gets to be reopened.
Right. The water washed out some of the roads out there completely off the side of the mountain, so they're going to have to rebuild all of that to come back in. You know, they're still doing airdrops into that place to bring in supplies. It's very difficult to even get to those areas. So if you have to go to those areas, be very, very aware of the roads that are closed off. You know, look for those blocks. If it says a detour, take the detour. If you see water, turn around, don't drown.
Yeah. And somebody was saying to me, someone from out of state, a friend of mine said, well, I don't understand. They knew that the storm was coming. And, you know, here's the thing that you got to remember, and I was explaining this, there was like 30 inches of rain that fell in like a four-hour, four-hour time span in that Asheville, North Carolina area. That water all had to go somewhere. Where does it go? It goes downhill. What's downhill? Hi, here we are in Tennessee. Goes over those dams, and it just had no place else to go.
That's like where we live here in Fairfield Glade. They have several lakes that are out here. The lakes were down about 3.5 feet. Overnight, those lakes were filled up, and it was starting to run over the spillways.
Yeah.
That's a lot of water.
It's a lot of water. Somebody said something like 60 times filling up Neyland Stadium.
Right.
I mean, can you? I can't even wrap my brain around that much water, and that was like within an hour's time that fell.
Yeah, and it was dangerous too, because now not everybody has a sewer system, but it actually contaminated water because water treatment plants cannot handle that much water coming into them. So that's why you have to get that water from the bottles and everything that's filtered. Septic systems were saturated.
Yeah.
So then you have more contaminated water.
Private wells decimated.
Private wells were really decimated bad.
Yeah. And it keeps going down because now it's not just the areas that were hit that are affected, but now we're seeing supply chain issues. We're starting to see, materials costs. We're starting to see the hoarding of things like we did with COVID, the toilet paper being hoarded, the bottled water being hoarded. You know, as we have the best in people, it seems that we also have sometimes the worst as well.
Right. And that happens a lot, and especially when you have tragedies like this that are going on. I can't imagine what some of those people are experiencing with, the aftermath of all of this.
I mean, the pictures of folks, literally on their roof floating down the river. We have friends that have lost friends that, and not just did they lose them, but in such a public way because, and I'm not going to go any deeper on the who's, but one of our friends, had to watch on the news knowing that one of their very, very close friends was missing, and that person's story kept being told. And then, you know, they finally recovered him, and he had passed away. And so the trauma, not just to the homes and to your land and to your family's land for generations back being impacted, but, you know, this impacts one's soul.
Right. And there's been many, like, historical sites and things that were destroyed. I mean, you know, there was some buildings that were washed away that
Davy
had been
Crockett
around
State
for
Park.
Hundreds of years.
Davy Crockett State Park.
Yeah, that was devastating. Some of the people that were trying to help respond to help, we heard one incident where the guy went in with his dog to go help somebody with his own boat. He got the people out, and the boat capsized. The two people survived, but he did not, and his dog did not.
It's just heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking, and this is not going to be fixed overnight. I keep going back in my mind to Hurricane Katrina, you know, and how these people's lives were uprooted, and folks still living in FEMA trailers, you know, that were
right.
supposed to be a, you know, a very transitional sort of thing. That's going to be one of the immediate needs. Where do we house people? Because we already have a housing crisis. We don't have enough housing as is. And now all of these folks that had homes and that were living wherever it was that they were living, where are we going to put them too? So it's not just this, we got to get through the immediate. Are you alive? Are you okay? Is your family okay? Now, where do we put you?
You know, and you got to think about this too. It's not just in our immediate area. It covered like 6 to 8 states with this hurricane that devastated so many people. And all those people are going to need supplies and materials and just things that are, it's going to take forever to rebuild whole towns. I mean, whole towns were wiped off the map.
Everything. And, you know, I just want to say, I know Clinch Powell, you know, we started as a conservation-based agency. That was the impetus for Clinch Powell, was to clean up the Clinch and Powell rivers. And then as that was being done, the powers that be at Clinch Powell were like, well, hey, you know, these rivers are polluted because of the runoff from these farms where the folks don't have clean running water. And so we need to address that. And then we need, you know, so conservation is a people issue, right? I mean, we've got to go back and we've got to figure out how to keep the people safe. And that's where we are here today with what's going on in northeastern Tennessee and western North Carolina, is it's, we got to deal with the people first, right? We need to make sure. What are the immediate needs? Water, food, diapers, prepared baby formula, not the one that you have to add water to, because we know water is a scarce commodity right now.
Right.
Toiletries, those wet wipes, huge right now. So all of these sort of, what is the immediate need? And then that's going to, you know, that's not going to be quick, right? We're probably looking at 2 months worth of immediate. And then we're going to start transitioning into, okay, so we have folks in shelters, but they can't stay in the shelter forever.
No.
So where are we going to house them? And this is Clinch Powell's specialty, right? So we're working with our partners to come up with some really great solutions to be able to, you know, help folks that maybe didn't get their homes completely ruined, but they got some damage. Well, we've got some programs that can maybe help you in the meantime, which is going to take the pressure off of the first responders that are working with those who are in dire need. So if you did get some damage, you know, if like us, if you had some water coming into your garage and you're not quite sure why, you know, go online, clinchpal.net, and then you can go into our home repair and you can fill out that application. And we see if we've got a program that's going to work for you and your family to be able to get you taken care of. Because if we can take care of these smaller issues now, that will enable us to have the full force of our resources to be able, as we are transitioning those folks out of immediate need into long-term, to be able to care for them as well. donations, dire need of financial contributions. You can go online, clinchpal.net. You can earmark your donation. Say, hey, I want this to go to the repair program. I want to help repair my neighbor's homes, but I don't know how to hammer a nail in, but I know how to write a check. And now, again, we're happy to help with that.
Something else with that is write to your representatives, your government representatives, too, and urge them to fund these programs that we're working with.
Yes.
Because the funds are going to start dwindling away, and we're going to need much more financing to help those people that are out there.
Yeah. USDA grants, any kind of grant through the federal government that can be used to help our families to be able to get back to some source, some sense of normalcy, desperately needed right now as we get ready. Because, I mean, look at this. We are so close to winter. It's going to get cold real fast.
And those people that have had this tragedy happen to them, those memories don't go away very quick. They never go away. You just learn how to cope with them. And there's going to be a lot of situations that, you know, there's going to be some counseling that is going to have to happen, you know, and there are programs that are out there to even help with that.
I mean, I keep thinking about the children, you know, that, you know, we're coming home from school or we're home from school and, you know, just all of the devastation. You know, as a parent, you know, my head goes to those children and those babies, and seeing the stuff over and over, my heart is absolutely breaking. And please, you know, it's that old adage that you've got to put your mask on before you can put your mask on your child, right? So you got to take care of yourself so that you can take care of somebody else. So please, if you're finding yourself maybe a bit overwhelmed, there are so many resources available for mental health counseling. Please, 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 you know, if you need help, if you need referrals, you know, that there are so many places that are stepping up. I know Teladoc right now is also offering free mental health. So, you know, you can go and you can look at these different services, but please take advantage of them. Local health departments are a great place to start. There's going to be folks that need to get all of their personal documents. This is something I stress in home buyer education, is that you need a fireproof safe. But you know what? I've never told anybody you need a floodproof safe before. You know, and I mean, we always talk about fireproof, but, you know, all of those documents, you're going to have to, you know, make sure that you've got birth certificates and social security cards and passports and IDs. And I mean, this really is stripping everything away to basics and starting all over again.
You know, it's pretty tragic when the government starts announcing that if we're in these areas, you need to write your name and your social number on your arm just so they can identify you if something happens to you.
That's terrible. I mean, it's just absolutely horrible.
And it's not just here. There's been so many tragedies all over the whole United States. Look at all the wildfires that have happened all over in the California areas. And that's just going to drive the cost of materials way up. I know people are going to complain about it, but what are you going to do when they're looking for that lumber and there's whole forests that are burned down?
That's right. Well, and that's why donations are a perfect way to start. If you would like to make a financial contribution and, again, have that earmarked towards our repair programs, we would certainly welcome that. You can do that online at clinchpal.net. We have a donate here button. And if you'd like more information on that, we are happy to assist. You can reach me. I'm stace@clinchpal.net. You can call me 865-274-8598. And, of course, you can see us online at clinchpal.net. How do they reach you, Gary?
They can call me through those same numbers, through Clinch Powell, and we're going to be ready.
Yep.
I've already been out doing a lot of estimates, so
that's what we're here for. We're here to help in any way possible. If you need any information, like I said, please, clinchpal.net. That is your one-stop shop. We're on all social media platforms, except for TikTok, because I don't dance. Other than that, we're working on that. But I don't know how to do the TikTok dances yet, but I'm sure somebody will teach me very soon. But we just appreciate the love and support of our neighbors. ClinchPal, of course, is on the outskirts in Granger County. That's where our home office is. Of where these horrible floods took place, and many of our clients are truly suffering right now. So please keep them in thoughts and prayers. And again, if you've got the means, open up your checkbook and donate clinchpal.net. Until next week, I'm Stace Cargie, Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.